This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Okay, that's different from me. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you being with us more than you know. It sounds a little weird, don't it? Or is it my head? You can't tell. You can't hear anything. Oh, there you go. I wanted a little more. I sound like I got post-nasal drip or something, right? You, you're listening to Real Side of GCN Live again. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, thank you. There you go. There's a little bit more of me. Thank you for being with us tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, get involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address, that's something I always want to, and you can buy one of the mugs. Take a look. If you're watching, see the mug? Look. The coffee tastes, you know what it tastes like? It tastes like that premium coffee that you get, what's that one that the squirrels eat and then they poop it out and then they rebrew it? Really, really, no, doesn't? Okay. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. If you head up to the website, I do have a book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that you've been told to be afraid of, taught to be afraid of, whatever it is. And you don't have to be. You know, we keep letting the left decide what the labels are. We keep letting them tell us what those labels mean. Let's stop doing that. What do you think? I'm just asking. I think it would make a lot of sense if we just make them, or you know, if we... It's like the kid that wants all the attention. If you don't give him the attention, what happens? Come on, really. It takes all the fun away from it for him, doesn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, guys, appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, I found this very interesting. I found a story today, and I had to read it twice. And the reason I had to read it twice was because the MSNBC host, I'm sorry, he's an MSNBC host, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Al Sharpton. He said in an interview the other day, Al wants to be President of these United States, maybe. And I just had to laugh and say, you know, hey, really? Al Sharpton, President of the United States? Doesn't he owe the government like $4 million? Does he realize that even if he works there for 10 years, he can't pay it back? There's not enough money with the penalties and the taxes and all that other fun stuff? Anyway, I can't stand it. So when you think about this, when you think about, you know what, who put that picture up of Al? That's, you know what, that's not right. I think we should have a better picture of him than that, don't we? Let's try that one. There you go. That's the Al we all know. That's the Al we all know and love. Don't you agree? All right, let's get him down there before somebody gets mad at me. Look, we all had, don't give me that. We all had those pictures at one time. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being totally, totally part of the conversation. Anyway, he was asked in an interview and said that he wouldn't rule out a run for president in 2020. And that he isn't currently mounting a bid. Man, trying to get past that whole tax thing. He said, I never rule anything out. The progressive firebrand and outspoken critic of President Donald Trump ran the Democratic presidential nominee in 2004. And he got snookered, as they say. No, he really did. He got blasted. What makes him think that he's gone up in value or gone up in popularity, gone up in anything at this point? Actually, no, you got to give him credit, though. He's gone down in weight. He really did. He lost a lot of weight. Well, quite a bit of weight. And good for him, you know. And, you know, if you guys have been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I don't wish ill on anybody. I don't wish death on anybody. I don't play that game. Right? I'm not into it. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I won't say especially not, but even if it's somebody you don't like, it's not the way for us to do it. Let's not be them, as I like to say. Let's not think just because they do it, it's okay for us to do it back to them. I'm not one of those people. I don't believe in that for a second. Let me see. Tonight's going to be one of those nights, huh? We're going to have everything coming at us. Rosie O'Donnell. I know, some of you just went, right? She's still got that feud going on with Trump, but here's what I love. I mean, just, she is totally, check this out, she's totally unhinged. And she really, she still has it figured out. And I know this feud goes back, what, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years? They've been fighting with each other forever. Ever since Twitter became a thing, I think the two of them started to go at it. But Rosie, in a recent interview on CNN, she got unhinged. Take a look. You gotta hear this.
He's bad because he doesn't know how to inspire people or evoke that emotion in them of
what about his rallies?
Knowing. And there, first of all, people are paid, Chris. You know that. People were paid since he went down on the escalator.
And does she have proof of this? Because it's really funny how the left does this. Right? They've got all the inside information. They were paid. But we have been able to prove through advertisements on Craigslist that the Antifa movements, that the Occupy movements were paid. They were paid through Democrat organizations, through progressive organizations. These people got paid not just $15 an hour. Some of them were getting $1,500, $2,000 a month to show up at these events. But nobody said anything about that. Rosie didn't say anything about that, did she? Well, maybe she didn't know. Can somebody have her Twitter? I know Xander has her Twitter. Maybe he could send her a tweet and let her know that there were the Dems, the Dems were paid. But they were, look at that. They were creating jobs. Why are we mad? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Yeah, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Thank you so much for being with us. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And again, I really, really, really appreciate the time you guys hang in with us. And hey, let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. And if you really don't like somebody and they hate people on the right, it's a good show for them to ask them to tune into. Seriously, make them nuts. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it really is that simple. We were talking about Rosie O'Donnell. Well, I was. I don't know who you were talking about. And I love how Rosie, Donald can do well. They've been fighting for so long, it's been funny. You know what I'm saying? And you think, what is it, 10, 12, 15 years now, right? And she still can't get over this feud. She still can't get over he made it as president. She was at a rally where she was screaming, they were going to stay out there. I love this. They were going to stay out there and protest until he resigns. Does she realize just the mere fact that she said she was going to stay there and protest until he resigns will keep him in office for the whole 8 years? He'll do what he has to do to stay there just to aggravate the crud out of her. Here, here's more of her wisdom.
He pays people to show up at
right,
those
but
rallies.
But I don't know that that's why he gets tens of thousands at the rallies. I think he captures a lot of emotion.
He doesn't get tens of thousands. When did he get tens of thousands at
a
the
lot
last
of these
rally? Tell me when.
Oh, no, not at the Tampa. I think they only had 9,000 seats and there were people outside. But, Rosie, I've seen them.
Look, this is the sickness that we talk about in the show. Okay, this is the sickness. When you're sitting there looking at something, you're watching something happen, how can you say, no, that's not happening? How do you look at that and you see all those people and you see the line outside? How do you say that's not happening? Right? I mean, so she must have saw tens of thousands at Hillary's meetings when they only had a couple of hundred. Remember that? They actually had to move the curtains in. Remember they were talking about that? Because it made the room look too big because there weren't enough people there? And Donald pays everybody, right? Because they didn't pay anybody to do anything. Rosie, read Craigslist. Go look at your local newspaper. They were dying. They were paying people to come, try to come to these Antifa, not just the Antifa turnouts, but to the rallies and what have you. See, it's not a grassroots rally when you're paying people, you're giving them lunch, you're making up the signs, you're bringing the buses to different cities to bus them in.
He gets big groups of people who come out. He gives themes that resonate, whether they're positive
paid,
or not.
Chris?
That's up to other people to decide. Maybe
but
some
Chris,
are. I don't
are
know. I can't.
Paid?
I don't have the facts that his crowds are.
And neither do you, Rosie.
Are bought
but you
off.
Can
I
look
don't have
on,
that.
You can look at. Well, you can look at all the requests for extras to come and cheer and with signs for him. You can find those tangible.
Yeah, really? Where are they? And I've seen those sometimes, but they're not come out and they are ads that say, hey, President Trump is having a rally on such and such a day, or Donald Trump, when he's running for office, is going to be in town, is going to be talking about this. Come on down and show your support. I'm sorry. Everybody does that. Every group does that. Hillary did it, and it still didn't help.
Pieces of evidence. Those are not real rallies.
Really? This woman is serious. Those aren't real rallies. Hers are real rallies. Hillary's were, the DNC's were real rallies, but his weren't because he simply said, hey, come on out. We're going to be doing this. Love to have you there. But it doesn't stop there for her. It gets even better. You got to hear this. Seriously, it gets even better. Now, Rosie, God bless America, they're out in front of the White House. She's out there with a Broadway cast, right? And they're singing various musicals while they're protesting the president. So apparently you get a show and a protest all in one.
And longtime thorn in Donald Trump's side, Rosie O'Donnell.
By the way, I'm sorry. This is Chris Cuomo from CNN.
Joined the mix and brought all of these stars from Broadway with her. Why? Let's find out. Rosie O'Donnell, thank you for being on Cuomo Primetime.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
So you're down there in the nation's capital. It's being billed as a party with a purpose. What is the purpose?
The purpose is to remind people of the truth that lives inside them. So when they're so confused and lied to by our president and this administration, they're able to find that thing about America that they love and that's true and that's real. And remember that feeling and hold on to that feeling as we...
You mean the feeling that we had of just hopelessness? 8 years? For 8 years, the feeling of hopelessness we had? You mean that feeling as people were losing jobs? Right? As people were losing homes, as poverty was rising. You're talking about that feeling of hopelessness, Rosie? I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about here. Because the only ones that are out of their minds with this is people like you. There is a large segment of the Democrats and or liberals that are just beside themselves with this president. But I think it's rich to say the man lies all the time because the last guy didn't lie at all, right? Hillary didn't lie at all, did she? I can run a 13-minute tape for you, or recording of Hillary lying. And about the dumbest things in the world, things you didn't have to lie about. She talked about, you know, landing at the airstrip and ducking and dodging bullets. And how they had to run to the hangar because the bullets were flying over her head. Remember that one? And then the media tried to hide this fact. And then we saw the video. What did the video show? Man, if she was ducking and dodging bullets, she was doing it in a really weird way because there she was taking flowers from kids on the tarmac. They were walking and waving. Was she waving at the shooter? Was she trying to give the sharpshooter a target to shoot at? I didn't hear any bullets going over her head. Nobody heard any gunshots. That was that wasn't just a lie. Right? I mean, a lie is when somebody puts you on the spot and says, did you pay for that? And you go, yeah, of course I did. No. She had to make up a story. She had to come up with a whole story of how brave she was and how she went running across the tarmac to save her butt, dragging those little kids along with her. That's a story. But that's okay. You accepted that from her. And then Mr. Obama, time after time after time, I love everything that's going down with this Iranian deal and everybody's going on their minds with it. I mean, seriously, we don't even get to check to find out for sure if they're living by the agreement. Have you forgotten that we have to give them a 21-day notice that we want to go out there to check things? And if they don't want, they decide where we go, where we check, and whether we can or not. And if they don't want us to, they'll bring us a sample of soil. Isn't that great? Isn't that like you being drug tested and you don't have to urinate there at the place, you bring it in? I'm Joe, senior host, listen to Real Side. More with Rosie after this break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nearly 4,000 firefighters are battling the massive Mendocino Fire Complex that's charred 290,000 acres and is only 34% contained. CAL FIRE's Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says hot, dry conditions are fueling the fire.
We're seeing alignment of both the wind, the vegetation,
and the topography in some areas that has caused this exponential explosive growth in the area.
Evacuations were ordered for cabins and campsites in Southern California's Cleveland National Forest after a new blaze broke out and quickly blackened 700 acres. The Holy Fire near Los Angeles is burning for the second day, and nearby residents are preparing to evacuate. The Holy Fire is now 400 acres and is only 2% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
That's right, nothing says Americana like Charlie Daniels. She's going to hit me one of these days. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to RealSide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, Charlie Daniels, great, great. I love his music. Really, seriously. If you're ever feeling kind of empty from a patriotic standpoint, and there's a lot of good patriotic music, go hit up Charlie Daniels. I'm telling you. Listen to something of his. It's great. It's wonderful. It's better than wonderful. It's great. All right, so Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, we could do 3 hours on Rosie O'Donnell, but I don't want you guys to throw up. But I got to finish this one, okay? Because Rosie was talking about how crazy, how stupid, how terrible Donald Trump is. How delusional he is. How nasty he is. I mean, she you know, hate. Do people realize how bad hate is for you? How bad it is for the bones? I mean, I don't hate anybody. I mean, I don't like you. I don't like what you do. I don't agree with you. I wish you'd move to another planet. But I don't want you dead. I think that's just nasty. As a matter of fact, if some of you who are old-time listeners, remember during the show, the opening of the show was always about, you know what, I didn't want anything nasty to happen to President Obama. I didn't want him hurt. I didn't want him shot. I didn't want him killed. He's got kids. He's a father. He's a husband. Hey, it's just not right. It's just flat out not right. And you guys who think like that, not right. You know? And a lot of us wished he would have resigned, Rosie. Think about it. But what Rosie forgets, what she has decided to kind of put to the back burner, as they say. Remember Rosie's daughter, Chelsea, coming out and saying, you know, her mom's a real piece of work. Now, we know, listen, I know teenagers, a lot of teenagers hate their parents. I think it's part of the problem we have today. It's not that the teenagers hate their parents. It's their parents go out of the way. Many, 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 many parents go out of their way to make their kids their best friend. You're not supposed to be your kid's best friend. How sick is it? I love when I hear parents say this. And they're going to get mad at me, but I don't really care. If you're a 40-year-old guy or girl, woman or man, and your best friend is your 9-year-old kid, you need help. Nobody's best friend should be a 9-year-old kid. Except for another 9-year-old kid. You see where I'm going with that? I mean, really, seriously, you're supposed to be the person that's guiding and mentoring and pushing your young people along and training them and teaching them. And let me tell you what, sometimes there's no friendship there. None to be found. My job was not to be my kid's friend. My job was to be my kid's guider, director. Anyway, that's for another day. Rosie O'Donnell's daughter Chelsea tells how the former View host tried to pull her clothes off to find her tattoo because she wanted to scrape it off. Then she went to hit her with an empty wine bottle and told her that she could kill her if she wanted to. Just a loving. Aren't they a loving couple? Loving mother. So she's 19-year-old. She believes her relationship with her mom, Rosie O'Donnell, is irreparable. And she tells a story about, you know, how they got along and what went down, if you would. Now, again, I realize that she might be embellishing here, but, you know, there's always truth in the lie. Is there not? And Rosie says that she's Rosie's daughter said that she's haunted by an episode with her drunk mother, during which the actress locked the teen, ready for this, in her bedroom, tried to pull off her clothes to see where her tattoo was. In an exclusive interview with the Daily Mail or DailyMail.com, Chelsea O'Donnell says that May 2015 attack was the beginning of 2 years of ups and downs for her mom. Right? Chelsea finally left the house, left the area, moved away, wanted nothing to do with her. Right? She and boyfriend Nick Allegro, 31, they secretly got married. But the newlywed suffered a devastating blow weeks later. Chelsea had a miscarriage. That's a terrible thing. Yeah, that's tough on any couple, or any person. Went on to say, I told Rosie about the miscarriage, but she never seemed to care or even ask any questions. I didn't matter to her. Chelsea was adopted by O'Donnell when she was a baby. Says that, this is my comment, and you guys get mad at me, but it's the truth of the matter, right? I think is O'Donnell's a lesbian. I think she's an outspoken lesbian. And I think she was with another woman. And then you have to adopt, right? And then the relationship breaks up, and now you got to, I mean, what happens? Chelsea was adopted by O'Donnell when she was a baby. Says problems with her mother began shortly before her 18th birthday. 3 months earlier, she had the word breath tattooed on her side. O'Donnell was incensed, crazy about it. It was pretty late at night, Chelsea said. She had gotten the tattoo, and O'Donnell had spyware on my phone. So she could see pretty much everything I did. Well, that sounds like a loving, trusting parent, right? I mean, I could have done that. I was into technology. I could have figured that one out, but I didn't do it. So you catch them, then what? The idea is to train them ahead of time. She called me in the room, asked me about the tattoo. I denied it. She asked me to take off my clothes because she didn't know where it was. Can you imagine that? I go, take off your clothes. No, not going to do it. She picked up a wine bottle, started chasing me around the room. Take off your clothes. That's always exciting. Oh, my God. She was holding it up above her head and coming at me in the room. She kept trying to run after me, and I kept trying to run away from her. Right? She ended up pulling my shirt up and seeing it, and then I left, and I didn't see her for the rest of the night. Right? Chelsea said the wine bottle was in her room because her mom had a habit of drinking in her room. She frequently drank in her bedroom. That's a sad existence. I mean, some of you are going to get mad at me, but seriously? Why not sit at the table? Eat your meal, watch the show, or whatever it is you do. But if you're sitting in your room down in bottles of wine, you need some help. TV Star 55 didn't hit her, but she came really close, Chelsea said. She said, I felt it was her word against mine, so why call the police? That's a valid point, right? She hasn't been near her family or friends or any of the rest of them for quite some time. So here's somebody telling you about relationships, telling you what's smart, what's sane. But, you know, she talks about it, and I don't know how true any of this is. None of us do, right? But Rosie has talked about she's had issues in the past with her kids. She's done some regrettable things. So some of it has to be true. But this went on in her life for a long time. So, again, really funny. What's that old saying? You can't throw stones when you live in a glass house. How do you condemn somebody doing something you do? You did. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of the things that Rosie said is that they were going to protest every day out in front of the place until he resigned. Because that's what people do. You know, when you're trying to prove a point, when you're trying to get something across. But let me tell you something, and you know what? You notice it was all is on mainstream media everywhere today. You couldn't miss it. You had to be in a coma to miss the news today about this. But in New York City, at least not just once a year, but my understanding is it goes on a regular basis. But you've never heard about this. You haven't seen this, and you haven't heard about this. But on a regular basis, right? Since 2010, Haitians protest out in front of the Clinton Foundation building. Did you know that? Are some of you aware of this? Do you know why they're protesting? And they only want one thing. They want one simple thing done. They want the Clinton Foundation to account for the hundreds of millions of dollars that were donated to the foundation to help aid in building Haiti again. But they won't do it. Why wouldn't you do it? Really, if you got nothing to hide, what's the issue? What's the problem? What's the deal? About a dozen members of New York City's Haitian community and others protested the Clinton Foundation's cronyism outside the organization's former Midtown Manhattan office. And they do it every year on the anniversary of the Haitian earthquake. Because there's no money. The money is again. Did they build something? Yes. Apparently, they built some kind of school. Nobody really even knows what it is. They built some kind of school and community center, which was nowhere hundreds of millions of dollars, nowhere near the amount of dollars that were donated. But apparently the Clinton Foundation, what is it, like 80%, 82% is spent on, you ready for this? Administrative fees and travel. Yeah, so you know, what's that leave for everybody else? And these demonstrators go out there, whether it's raining, or, you know, whether it's 8 million degrees or raining, whatever, they're out there. And they hold signs out in front of the Clinton Foundation. They want to know where the money is. They want to know why they can't get an accounting of the money. So my question to you, Rosie, why aren't you out there? If you truly for justice, if you truly want to know what's going on, why aren't you out there asking for help? Asking them for where the money is. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. More about the Clintons. I'm sure that'll bring you back in a few minutes.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help. Come inside.
We are back. You gotta sit down, though. Enough of this stuff. I'm Joe Massey, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room. You're involved, you're engaged. That's a good thing. I like it. Actually, it makes me feel better. That's all we really care about, is whether I feel better or not. Seriously. If you don't get it, you haven't been listening long enough. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us here on the air and in the chat room. And as I always like to say, look, get involved in the conversation. Now, whether you do it with me or somebody else or with another organization, whatever, you got to get engaged. You got to get involved. You got to understand what's going on around you. You know, otherwise, you're just another one of those, talking heads? I don't even know how they say it, but you really are. You're just another talking head. And that's not what you want to be known as. You don't want to be just, you don't want to just be spewing the party line all the time. Not good. It really is not good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us and that you're involved and that you're engaged. We're talking about the Or I was talking about, I don't know what you guys were talking about. We were talking about how the Hillary, you know, Clinton Foundation, somehow there's, you know, there's millions and millions and millions of dollars that are still missing from that foundation. Still haven't been accounted for. Nobody's drugged in front of a court, in front of a judge, in front of the FBI, anything. They get away with everything. And now, I don't know if this is true or not, but some of the protesters had put out there that you know, we're looking almost as much as $6 billion. Right? That was the money over the last couple of earthquakes that they've had there that the Clinton Foundation has somehow got their hands on. I don't know how. Well, I guess I do know how. And they go on to talk about the contracts, this one multi-million-dollar mining contract that Hillary Clinton's brother received from the Haitian government. Right? I mean, think about that. That guy is making all kinds of money. And that, I think one of the earthquakes killed over 300,000 people. Think of how much work it takes. Not just to find those people, find those bodies in the rubble. And then you've got to bury, give them a proper burial and all that. Now, again, I don't know if it was $6 billion. I don't know whatever came out of it. I don't think anything at this point in time. And it was a guy that was filming this whole thing. I mean, filming everything. I mean, and these people are out there. They're out in front there. They're out there on a regular basis, and they want answers. And nobody cares. Why doesn't anybody care? Because it's the Clintons. That's why. As I've always said, who's going to hold their feet to the fire? Who, you know, you guys have been listening to the show for any length of time, I always say the same thing. Who is going to put handcuffs on Mrs. Clinton? Who? And I don't mean one of you. I know you're lining up right now. You'd be more than happy to do it. But for real, who is going to line up and do this thing? Nobody we know. Absolutely nobody we know. It's that simple. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I don't know if you guys heard that the West Hollywood City Council today, I see, I'll tell you everything here, but the West Hollywood City Council wants Donald Trump's star removed from the Walk of Fame. I don't know who they think they are. They're not even there. All right, they're near there. They are the adjacent city. But here's what I really think is funny. All right, first of all, They have the same riff that we have in the parties. West Hollywood is a city that was chartered, and was put together, and it ain't gonna sound right, but let me finish explaining, for the gay community. It is truly an LGBTQ-friendly community. All the city council members were openly gay. Or lesbian, or whatever. You know, and it is, when I say gay-friendly or LGBTQ-friendly, I just mean simply that there are programs and things going on in the city that you wouldn't normally find in some of the other cities. So they kind of cater to, if you would, and make sure that there's programs for everybody in the group. All right, so we'll leave it at that. They don't like Donald Trump. Or some of them don't. They don't all. Because there's plenty of gay and lesbian there are many gay and lesbian clubs and groups that do like Donald Trump, that do think that he's doing a great job for their community as well. So they have just as much riffs as any other group. But what I think is funny is, the reason, you ready for this one? The reason they want Donald Trump's star removed, not because it costs too much money to keep replacing it and they got to watch over it and there's so much trouble. No. It's because of the way he treats and talks about women. And my question is, let's go down the walkway. Are we moving Weinstein? Are we going to remove Weinstein's? Are we going to move, what is it, Kevin Spacey? Spacek? Is that his name? Spadey.
Spacey.
Spacey, yeah, whatever. Right? We go down a list. Are we going to remove all those stars? Or... are they showing their hypocrisy by only picking on one? Is it all of the one? I'm curious. Because the truth of the matter is, if they're truly incensed that about the way he talked about women or talks about women and the way they feel like he treated women, then we need to go down every one of those stars and pass a resolution that if any one of them has been accused of, their star's got to go. What do you think? You with me? Maybe we should take that in front of the West Hollywood City Council. It just never stops. I mean, the hypocrisy and stupidity just never stops. And here's the other part of this. They don't have a say. That's the other funny thing. They have no say as to whether that star stays or goes. And I'll tell you something else, a dirty little secret that not many people know. They pay for the star. Donald Trump paid for that star. Just like everybody else, they pay for the star to be there. So it's not a matter of, you know, again, it's not a matter of there was this great honor bestowed. And there is. I don't know, some of you guys that are in business, you know, you get that, what is that, Who's Who book every year? And you've been chosen by a committee of your peers to be in the Who's Who book. We'll give you a 7 pica listed type of your name and what you stand for. Or if you give us $1,500, we'll give you a whole quarter page. That's what they do. And we'll send you a plaque. And we'll list you in our book. And. I always find it quite amusing. So it's not really, you know, they're just looking for money. I get it. And again, it just never stops with these people. Ever. Does it stop? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and when we come, I'm not going to be able to pull this off. All right, so a couple things in the next hour. We're going to play a clip of millennials trying to explain the First Amendment, which I don't care who you are. Great entertainment. Just great entertainment. Because it's been my, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know how I always say this. It is amazing to me how some of these people talk with such, like they're so convicted. They have so much knowledge. They're so educated about an issue. And even if you know they're full of malarkey, you can sit there and you hear them say this. You go, oh my God, maybe I'm wrong. He sounds so sure of himself. So we're gonna hear these millennials who really can't explain the First Amendment. They don't know much about it, but yet they're still willing to tell you how much they don't know about it. And then Black Lives Matter, they're at it again. Protesters are out there again. They crashed a police officer's wedding. All right. So now we've got to the point. And look, Maxine Waters won't be held for any of this. They want the president held. Held accountable for everything he says, and every time there's any kind of violence, they want him held accountable for it. Why? Because apparently, if there's violence, it has something to do somewhere in the past, in the present, and maybe even in the future, with what the president may have said or done. That's how disingenuous these people are. I'm not just saying that. I mean that. And it's not just getting under my skin, it's getting ridiculous. And I hope they keep it up. I hope they keep pushing in that direction. I am telling you, even the Democrats are finding this hard. The rank-and-file Democrats are finding hard to support their person or their people. 855-REAL-JOE. Write this down. 855-732-5563. Yeah, you got any questions? I'll open it up to calls and questions in the next hour as well. The conservative students, we're finding out now in some of the colleges, they're self-censoring themselves so they don't get marked down by liberal professors. So much for freedom of speech. So much for free thought on campuses. Does anybody see how hypocritical this is? How wrong this is? How just terribly bad for our young people? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much going on up there. So much you can do up there. Well, you can talk to people smarter than I am. And you can listen to me. We'll be back in a few minutes.